Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through a set of reflective questions in response to James 1, verses 2 through 8. I'm going to read through this passage twice, inviting you to simply listen and let the words soak in. And after I read, I'm going to ask you a set of questions that are meant to serve as prompts for further reflection. So I would encourage you to grab a journal and a pen and actually write down your responses. Before I begin to read James, I want to just invite you to center yourself and to begin to take some deep breaths. Be reminded that God is with you and that you are loved deeply by God. I'm going to read James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, two times through. So just listen to what this says. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Now, in response to these words from James, I want you to consider and reflect on a series of questions. Now, I'll give you time between each question, but of course, if you would like additional time, you can simply press pause. The first question is this: what am I facing? Where am I being tested in life right now? It'll take a few minutes to answer these questions. Next, I want you to consider this. What wisdom am I seeking? What do I need to ask God for or about? Again, what wisdom am I seeking? What do I need to ask God for or about? Take a few minutes and respond to these questions. Now, I want you to ask and name this. What doubts do I have? Spend some time reflecting and writing down. What doubts do I have? Having considered these things, I want you to now ask yourself, what would it look like for me to be mature and complete, not lacking anything? I want you to actually paint a picture of what that person would be like, their character, the way in which they move through the world, how might they relate to others and to themselves. So again, what would it look like for me to be mature and complete, not lacking anything? Spend a few minutes and write out, paint a picture of what that might look like for you. And now with the vision of who you would be, right? Mature and complete. I want you to think about what would it require for you to persevere today and in the days ahead. What is going to be required of you in order for you to persevere today and in the days ahead towards that vision of maturity and completion? So write these things down. Again, I'll give you a few moments. Ask God for help if you're not sure. God, thank you that even in our suffering and difficulties, there is opportunity to engage our own transformation. Help us to honestly name what we are facing. Give us the courage to ask for what we need. Help us to believe that you are there and engaged. And ultimately, help us to persevere that we may move towards maturity and Christ-likeness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.